Mike Pence, Democrat debate like a demolition derby. By Charlie Spiering on February 27, 2020. Vice President Mike Pence ridiculed Tuesday's chaotic Democrat debate during a Conservative Political Action Conference, CPAC, speech on Thursday. "That wasn't a Democrat debate, that was a demotion derby," he said. Pence recalled growing up in a rural area and going to the county fair where demolition derbies took place. "The people with the crummiest cars in town would drive them into the infield. And they'd crash into each other until only one was left driving," he said. He said a similar thing was happening in the Democrat debates, noting that they were attacking each other with the worst ideas. "Eventually there will be one left driving. But I think we all know how this is going to end," he said. "There's gonna be a monster truck with a big T on the hood that's going to drive into the infield and roll right over them." He noted that people were struggling to figure out who was winning the debates. "President Donald Trump won the Democrat debates in a knockout," he said. "Hands down. No contest. Lights out." Pence said that the Democrat Party had been taken over by radical leftists, noting that they were on the brink of nominating Senator Bernie Sanders, a vowed socialist. "Despite what the media might tell you, there are no moderates in this Democrat field," he said. He reminded the crowd that Venezuela was once the second wealthiest country in the Western Hemisphere. But after a socialist dictator took control, almost 5 million people fled the country. "Socialism has failed everywhere it has been tried," Pence said. "In every era, on every continent, and among every class of people. Freedom works. Socialism doesn't." Pence also told a story of a vacation he took with his wife Karen on Sanibel Island and what happened when two men in Budweiser shirts recognized him.